Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 444, the stanzas 1 and 2. O bless the Lord, my soul, with all thy power. Exalt the God who is thy strength and tower. Let all within me bless his holy name. Bless him who heareth all thy supplication. Forget not thou his kindly ministration, but all his gracious benefits proclaim. And what follows, Psalter 444, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Samuel 25, the verses 1 through 35. 1 Samuel 25, the first 35 verses. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. And now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou wast shears, and now thy shepherds which were with us, we heard them not, neither was there aught missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask the young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand, unto thy servants and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shears and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told them all those sayings. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man a sword, and David also girded on a sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us, both by night and day. All the while we were with them keeping the sheep. And now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do. For evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servants, Go on before me, behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. And now David had said, Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pisseth against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, Upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thy handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send. And now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, and now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that there shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou wast hasted and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice, and have accepted thy person. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to thank the Lord for all the blessings which he has granted in the past season. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is a special day, a day of thanksgiving that has been set aside for a special purpose. We humbly ask thee, may it please thee by thy Holy Spirit to make it a very special day for us, that through thanksgiving we have lost in paradise through our deep fall in Adam. May there be a people that have begged thee for thy spirit, and a people that have learned to need thy dear son in his threefold office, prophet, a priest and king. A Job of old has declared, for God maketh my heart soft, ah Lord. Wilt thou grant it to all of us, us and our children, in this morning and in this day? Then each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, have many reasons to acknowledge and to thank thee. Because everything that we have above death, that is out of thy merciful hand, we all lie under the sentence of death. Then we commend unto thee those on this Thanksgiving day with multiplied and mixed thoughts. The mourning ones, where there are empty places, and on such a day, they are seen and experienced in a special way. Remember all the afflicted ones, all those that are struggling with continual pain, weariness of the body, those that are distressed, those that are troubled with depression, the abused, troubles in the midst of family circles, concerns concerning the daily bread, with unpaid debts. Lord, thou knowest that the difficulties and the troubles as a consequence of our sin, that they are manifold. But, Lord, also all the troubled, the afflicted, then they have to confess that thou wast still given much more than we all deserve. And under all the trials of life, then we do well to look upon those that have less, that are troubled more, and to be given to ask for a broken and a contrite heart. Then in the past season, thou wast also spoken in the realm of nature with a mighty hailstorm. And then we read of that God-fearing Job, with all his losses, even his 10 children, that by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, by thy grace, that he was given to declare, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken, the name of the Lord be blessed. And then the consequences of the storm, they are still felt, still experienced. But then so many may also say that the Lord has taken, but the Lord has given. Where thou wast given much, to yet grow in this season, and to that end, more reasons, the Lord be blessed. Lord, there are many amongst us that have very special reasons in this day, exceptional reasons to be humbled under thy goodness, and on this day to receive a soft heart. Lord, may there have souls come up that are troubled with that heart, and that have begged fervently of thee that in thy house, when we come up with a heart that has not truly been softened, that it may be softened in thy house. There are young couples who have been united in the past season in holy matrimony, and it may there be their first Thanksgiving day as husband and wife. Thou wast blessed fathers and mothers with children in the season past. Different ones were given to commemorate special milestones and special anniversaries. Then there are those whom thou wast spared in special ways when they have come in accidents, that thou wast put thy hand between them and death. Others have been in the hospital. They were allowed to return home. Indeed, many special occasions, reasons, that thy name may be praised. Lord, then there are also many amongst us where perhaps the past season. Everything has went quite well, wonderfully spared, no accidents, not being in the hospital, unable to provide for the family circles, mother's help during the daytime, during the night watches. Then those even have more reasons to thank thee that thou wast watched over them in such a special way. And may it be granted in this day, when they may be given to reflect on the season past, that thy normal mercies, thy blessings, that they may become so special in this day, that thou wast made a difference where there is no difference. Lord, we read in thy holy word, when the psalmist was given to consider all his blessings, that he has declared that they could not be numbered. And so it is with us, and our children cannot be comprehended and cannot be enumerated. Then we may acknowledge thee that in the past season thou wast granted thy help, that the seed of thy holy word, that it may be sown in the midst of the church, the midst of the family circles, and in the midst of the Christian school, thou wast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. And then on such a special day, then we are called each to examine our hearts, where that seed has fallen, whether on the wayside, picked up by the birds, upon the stony ground, only for a short time, that it has made impressions, perhaps a longer time, whether among the thorns, choked by the riches, the cares, and the pleasures of the world, or whether by free and sovereign grace, it has fallen upon well-prepared hearts, and that is in the beginning. May there be those who may believe on this day, that in this past season, that thou wast stop them, become too strong for them, turn them, experience the loving kindness of the Lord, become a sinner begging for mercy, a special and great reasons for thanksgiving. And for thy people, when they have been instructed, encouraged, comforted, corrected, and led further concerning the mysteries of salvation, thy dear Son as the way back to the Father, by the work of the Holy Spirit. Then the temporal blessings, they have been many, although still unanswered prayers. Thou knowest of those prayers, but may please thee to answer them. Then we commend unto thee the barren ones amongst us, who on this Thanksgiving Day are still of empty arms. Lord, thy mercies, they have been great. They have been manifold, so many reasons to acknowledge thee. The earth is so full of thy blessings and so empty of thy praise, and necessary that becomes our guilt and our vehement desire, that also on this special day that thou may be praised by us. And then thou wast given unto us and our children a home to dwell in, and they have not been destroyed. Thou granteth clothing, food, and drink. There was not one amongst us that had to go hungry to bed. Thou wast given, insofar that it has pleased thee, health and strength, courage, to perform our labors. There were still labors for us to perform. We still had a task upon this earth. Thou wast given work for the employer and for the employee. Then in this dark and evil time, then thou wast still granted a natural peace in a difference with the country where there has been continual war. We commend that people unto thee, although the spiritual warfare continues with all its intensities. Then thou yet granteth hospitals, medical care for the sick. We may still go in and out. Ah, Lord, may we be given to consider all thy blessings, thy goodness, temporally, and above all, that the truth may still be proclaimed, that it may still be declared, such a rich Savior for poor sinners, and that thou art still gathering thy church. Lord, then on such a special day of thanksgiving, then what a privilege and what a blessing it is when there may be souls that may be burdened and that come into guilt, and that their unthankfulness, that it becomes their sin also on this day, and to receive that special place at thy footstool with the confession thereof, and to ask for thy mercy and for forgiveness. We humbly ask thee to that end, because it is impossible to enumerate all the blessings which thou granteth unto a sinful people, then indeed thy patient long-suffering has been great over us. And then each morning by renewal, then we had reason to declare with the prophet, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Also on this day, that we are still on this side of that great and all-decisive eternity, still in the precious day of grace, that the brittle thread of our life has not been cut off. Lord, we humbly ask thee, in this morning hour, that it may please thee to bless thy holy word. Wilt thou open thy holy word, and may on this Thanksgiving day, may thy kingdom come, and thy great and worthy name may be glorified We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 136, the four stanzas, dust to dust, the mortal dies, both the foolish and the wise, and none forever can remain, each must leave his hoarded gain. While we sing Psalter 136, the four stanzas, your thanksgiving offering shall be received. Today there is one collection that is for the church. Unless otherwise indicated, the Lord bless you and your gifts. Thank you. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Samuel 25, the verses 23 and 24. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid." Our text words, together with the context, speak of Abigail's liberal thanksgiving gift to appease and insult David. With three thoughts: in the first place, the urgent reason for this gift. Secondly, the humble confession with this gift. And thirdly, the gracious acceptance of this gift. Abigail's liberal thanksgiving gift to appease and insult David. The urgent reason for this gift. The humble confession with this gift. And the gracious acceptance of this gift. Thus first, the urgent reason for this gift. Beloved congregation, it has pleased the Lord by renewal to grant unto us and our dear children that we may have a Thanksgiving Day. There are those that have been ushered into eternity, and even in the midst of trials, difficulties, then the Lord granteth unto each and every one of us many reasons to acknowledge the Lord. May there have come up a people exercised with Thanksgiving Day, broad on our knees, and to humbly ask the Lord, as we read in Job 23, verse 16, the first part, "For God maketh my heart soft." Then in our history in this morning hour, then we may gain much instruction also concerning thanksgiving, reasons, the necessity, the place we are called to come, accompanied with supplication and also waiting for an answer. 1 Samuel 25, in the time that David was persecuted, in chapter 24, then we read that David was in the wilderness of Engedi, persecuted by Saul. David was 600 men in the cave. Saul has come to the opening of that cave. The Lord has delivered Saul into David's hand. but he has not stretched out his hand, because Saul was the Lord's anointed. He has only cut a portion of his robe, and then he has spoken to Saul. In this chapter, then David has dwelt some time in the wilderness of Maon, close to Carmel. And then we must not mix it up, because our boys and girls know that there was also a Carmel where the prophet Elijah has called the children of Israel together and spoken the solemn words of 1 Kings 18, verse 21. How long halt ye upon two opinions? If the Lord be Lord, serve him. But if Baal be Baal, then serve Baal. This Carmel and the wilderness of Maon, that was somewhat south of the hill country of Hebron. And now in this country, there dwelt a husband and a wife. And then we read concerning them, and there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. And then after that, there is spoken of his name and of his wife. Thus a very different order than what we read in Job 1, that God-fearing Job, there was a man in the land of Uz, a man that feared the Lord, eschewed evil, perfect and upright. Thus concerning Job, first made mention of the tender fear of the Lord. Then secondly, then there is related the family circle that the Lord has blessed them with 7 sons and 3 daughters, and then all his possessions. In Nabal, it is written in the other order. Family circles, husbands, wives. How is it in our life? How has it been in the past season? Was it first the concern concerning the Lord, his honor, our never-dying soul? And then husbands, because you have been called to be the head, and not always so easy and simple to divide it all up, but you have a special responsibility concerning your wife and children. And then in the life of Job, then we read of his possessions. That also food for thought, and in our family circles to be given to consider whether the order of Job or the order of Nabal. Then the Lord is richly blessed. We read, he was very great. Would have been a blessing if we have read that the Lord has made him great. And then we read, and now the name of the man was Nabal. And that name Nabal, that means fool. Of course, unwise of parents to give children such a name. Then it is necessary for fathers and mothers also concerning the naming of their children, and more so when we live in a society that is turning more and more to heathenism, then when we have a desire to give a name unto our newborn son or daughter, then we must examine whether that name has any origin to heathenism or connection to the sinful things and idols of the world. It is possible, it is not written, that Nabal has become the name because of his actions. And now we read of this Nabal after writing about his wife. Thus first, after Nabal was mentioned, and the name of his wife Abigail. And that name Abigail, that means the source of the father's joy. I hope, daughters, that you may give much joy to your parents and also do your best not to grieve church fathers. I read of the old apostle John in 2 John 4. He has met children of the elect lady in a certain place, and then he has taken his pen, that he rejoiced greatly when he found other children walking in the truth. And in 3 John 4, no greater joy than when his children may walk in the truth, the old truths, and the old ways. And now we read of that Abigail, that she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance, girls. I hope it may be impressed upon your mind and hearts that the Lord maketh no mistakes and that he has created everyone beautiful in their own way. It is the trick of the devil for the weaker vessel to tell them when they look in the mirror that others are much more comely and much more beautiful. But I read in Isaiah 45 verse 9, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. And therefore may we be spared in this worldly world to follow the ways of the world, but to walk in all simplicity. And now we read in this chapter, because it is a long chapter, and I read in Romans 15, verse 4, that the things written aforetime were written for our learning. And then in the first place, it is history for our instruction. But out of this history, men also much instruction for Thanksgiving Day, because we have heard that for Abigail, it was a special day, an unforgettable day, when she has brought liberally her gifts to David, who would become the future king of Israel. But now, alas, and that also happens in the church, that girls, daughters, with a good understanding and of a beautiful countenance, that they give their hand in marriage to a Nabal, hoping may be upon promises that all things will turn out well. Then for the father of Abigail, her name means to be the source of parents' joy. Then we would think when Nabal was a young man that his life was not as it was later, because otherwise when Nabal has come to the door of Abigail's parents, then they would have never given their daughter to such a man. But now in this chapter, then we read of solemn things concerning Abel. Then we read, after describing Abigail, she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. To that end, may our young people be given to ask the Lord that he may direct to a future spouse one that has great respect for God's holy word, evident in their walk, and even one that truly fears the Lord. But now in opposition, then we read, but the man was churlish. And that word in the King James Version is translated using different words, sometimes rough, also hard-hearted, obstinate, cruel, and that has relation to severity concerning those words. And in our day, when we look up the word, it also means to be stingy. Then further, then we read in this chapter that Nabal was an alcoholic, because later in this chapter, when Abigail has returned to her house, then Nabal was drunk. Undoubtedly, if we would ask Nabal, are you now an alcoholic? Then he would likely deny it. How it has begun, because undoubtedly, if Nabal had drank much, then the father and mother of Abigail would not have given permission for Nabal to marry their Abigail. Perhaps it was on account of stress, because Nabal had a very large farm, 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, many servants. Possible that it has begun that under much stress that he hoped a few drinks would help. And so it has continued till it became more common, and a time came that he could not do without. When in our midst there is a Nabal that hears their name mentioned, when there is a voice in this morning, thou art a man, may then it be granted in this evening that you speak to your Abigail, asking her thoughts, whether you indeed are a drunkard, asking for forgiveness, also forgiveness of the Lord, and with God's help, to be given to turn and to repent. Because alcohol, that has already destroyed so many bodies and so many souls, so many marriages, and so many businesses. And now for Nabal, it was a happy time. The Lord granteth unto the children of men those special times that they may be given to rejoice in special ways. And then we have to ask the Lord that he may grant a proper measure of joy also under those circumstances, because for Nathan, the time of sheep shearing has come. In a certain sense, a harvest, a busy time. And then they were given together, and also to eat and to drink. And now on that special time, then we read that David has sent some young men to Nabal to inquire and to ask for a gift, to ask for provision. And then when David has dwelt in the wilderness of Maon, then it was, we read thereof, the verses 15 and 16, the blessings which the young men, a young man has related to Abigail, but the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, and neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them, or when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us, both by night and day, all the while we were with them, keeping the sheep. Thus David and his servants, a good testimony which they have given concerning their walk. That is so necessary for us and our children with our baptized forehead, that the world may be given to see that we are a people that have great respect for God's word, that we give no offense, and when there is need, that we are ready to help, that also in that way to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Then surely, then David thought and expected, we have been round about that people as a wall. The enemy was not allowed to come, because south of Hebron, closer to the land of the Philistines, David with the 600 men, perhaps the beast, they have kept at a distance than they were as a wall around about Nabal and all the sheepmen. And now David could expect, and that rightly so, put the words in the mouth of the young men, that they would speak to Nabal very kindly. Wherefore let the young men find favor in thy eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh in thy hand unto thy servants and to the son David, thy son David. And then surely, then we would expect Nabal with so many sheep, with so many goats, richly blessed, that there was another shearing season. And when David and his servants have been so good to them, as a wall round about them, that Nabal would give very liberally, gladly, cheerfully, willingly, even an impression that he could help David, because David would be the future king. They have sung there of the daughters. Saul has slain his thousands, and David is 10,000s. Then surely, then we would think, and that we would expect, that David has said to those young men, what does David need? I shall give you, you say it, because the Lord has blessed me so richly. My sheep and goats have lambed. I have received a great increase. And out of gratitude to show to David, who shall be the future king of Israel, then I shall give very liberally. But that is not what we read. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread, my water, my flesh that I have killed for my shears, and give it unto men whom I know not whom they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told them all these sayings. Congregation, how has it been in the last season with us and our children concerning that Thanksgiving? Have we awoke with it this morning? Have we come on our knees? Or are there a few that dare to raise their hand and say, Lord, I have now truly been a thankful soul, given to praise thee day after day. A soft, a humble, a broken heart, or must we say, Lord, Nabal, his name is Fool, and I have not rendered thee the praise that thou art so worthy to receive. 'Tis a privilege and a blessing when on Thanksgiving Day, when we may truly come in the guilt, given to confess our sins, the earth so full of God's goodness and gifts, and so empty of his praise. 'Tis a blessing and a privilege when we may become exercised therewith, that we may come in the guilt, and that we may be given to confess our sins and say, ach Lord, thou hast been so good, even in the midst of trials and difficulties, thou hast been as a wall round about us and our children. Thou hast not allowed disease to attack and to destroy. Thou hast kept from so much danger on the road, spared in special ways, given special blessings that would enable an increase in the family circle, an increase on the farm, an increase in the business, and I have to confess, the Lord has a people that know of those times when it may be a little different, that they may become so small and so humble to receive a soft heart, that they may experience a little of what an Abigail has experienced. Let us first sing Psalter 351, the stanzas 1 and 2. To thee, O Lord, I lift my eyes. O thou enthroned above the skies, as servants watch their master's hand, or maidens by their mistress stand, so to the Lord our eyes we raise. And what follows, 351, 1 and 2. a few more thoughts. What it must have been for an Abigail to have dwelt with that Nabal, for a wife to live with an alcoholic, to know what it is, has to be experienced. And usually such wives, they keep it hidden as long as possible. What did Abigail now do? Did she now divorce her husband? No. We read in the marriage form that everything that befalls us we receive with patience and thanksgiving as from the hand of God. Then Abigail was united in holy matrimony according to God's institution, for better or for worse. May we become jealous of that Thanksgiving day. We hope to continue in this evening when the Lord granteth it. But may we become jealous. Oh, on Thanksgiving Day, to come on that low place of an Abigail as a guilty sinner with a liberal gift and extolling David, who would become king. An unthankful Nabal, and more awful when we express it in our life, that we say with the Pharaoh, who is the Lord, that I should obey him. When we trample upon God's word, his testimony, and oh, we forgot to mention those special words that David has declared unto Nabal and his men. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, all compared to most of the people upon the world, with all the trials, with the mourning, then we live in prosperity. And now David has said to Nabal and his men, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace unto all that thou hast. Then we would think that Nabal, that foolish Nabal, because he resembled much that rich farmer, the rich fool in Luke 12, where he has spoken of my fruits, my barns, my goods. He has also said my soul, but then he did not think of his never dying soul, but then he thought of self. But such words of a David with the servants that have been a wall round about Nabal and his shears around his sheep, and that he was given to live in peace and prosperity, and tend to receive such a message of foolish Nabal, peace three times, peace be both to thee, and peace be in thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. then we would think that that heart of Nabal would have broken. And he would have immediately said, young men, tell me what you desire, and I shall give it plus more. How has it now been in the past season? Then the king of the church may still be proclaimed, that there is peace proclaimed, the Prince of Peace, as I read in Isaiah 9, verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father has given his dear Son. He has suffered and he has died, and he may be proclaimed as that way back to the Father, and 'tis proclaimed Abigail had no promise in that respect. John 6, verse 37, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. How has it been with that message? Has the Lord used it for our conversion? And when the Lord converts us, then our unthankfulness, then when we are given to reflect, oh, boys and girls, my young people, ask the Lord that he may convert you early to be given to experience in a spiritual way what Abigail has experienced, that you shall not have to reflect on such a long before, because then we are given to confess wasted years, living all for self, because the Lord requires of us our time, our talents, and our goods. And then by the uncovering work of the Spirit, then we become as an Abel. Then we learn ourselves as an Abel. But then by the grace of God, then in beginning, then we shall be given to resemble an Abigail congregation. In this chapter, still hope to speak about David also on the wrong place. But what a contrast between Nabal and an Abigail. Oh, are there a few Abigails? We hope to hear it further. Cousin Abigail, she has learned, because that David has been offended, has been angered, and husband and wife are one, that she realized under the sentence of death, and that haste was necessary. Oh, may it please the Lord that we all come in the guilt, also God's people, concerning their thanksgiving. The Spirit teaches his child on Thanksgiving Day, without me, ye can do nothing. But also Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengtheneth me. A blessed place to come to need that precious mediator in his threefold office. Always prophet to show us what we remain, but also as priest to atone that praying and thanking high priest, and as king to reign over. Thus, what a contrast. Ah, may the Lord use it. Family circles. What reasons we have in the midst of trials, difficulties, crosses, burdens, and mourning to acknowledge the Lord. Of family circles, I would say, to be given to speak about these things, that the father, mother can be secretary, and then father as head. Then you can speak with your children, begin with the smallest, and ask him or her when they have come to a certain age and say, child, what are now some reasons that we are called to thank the Lord on Thanksgiving Day? And then to the next child, going up in age, and then you can post it in the kitchen. And then during the week, then you can add to that list. Because I read in Psalm 40, verse 5, when the psalmist was given to speak of the Lord's blessings that he has said, that they could not be numbered. Ah, the Lord, grant something unto us and our children on this special day, that we may be given to resemble an Abigail. And we hope to hear the confession, thine handmaid. Ah, the Lord is Abigail's that need to become the bride of the greater David. On Thanksgiving Day, may it be given what we have heard out of Psalm 107 in the day of yesterday, mentioned four times, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard much out of thy holy word. Wilt thou bless the simple instruction? Ah, wilt thou grant soft hearts? Wilt thou grant that low place at thy footstool? With the confession of our sins, where we take so much for granted, we find it all so normal, and oftentimes thou hast to remove the blessing before we are given to see that it was a blessing, and then even at times murmuring, ah, Lord, wilt thou grant unto us and our dear children something of what an Abigail has experienced in a spiritual way, and to be accepted. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Remember the family circles when they may meet together. Ah, may thou also be mentioned. Lord, watch over us. Bring us together in this evening. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 306, the four stanzas. Praise God, ye servants of the Lord, praise his name with one accord. Bless ye the Lord, his name adore from this time forth, forevermore, and what follows. We announce to the congregation that the funeral service of Mr. Fater hopes to be on Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. in the Fort McLeod Church. Psalter 306, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.